Hallelujah. Jesus himself was very vocal as to the fact that Satan was a thief. We never knew Satan to be a thief until Jesus told us. We never knew Satan to be a murderer until Jesus told us. We never knew Satan to be a liar and the father of them that lie. All this information came from Jesus. We never knew that when a spirit leaves a man, it goes through dry regions, seeking for a place of refuge, and not finding any, it will return back to its original owner. The stubbornness of spirits was revealed by Jesus himself. That just because they have left you does not mean they have left you. Even for Satan, in Matthew chapter 4, he said it left Jesus for a season to re-strategize his return again. Hallelujah. Paul gave us that organogram that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. He arranged that organogram and he spoke to the church in Thessalonica. He said, I desire to come to you again, even I, Paul, once and again. He said, but Satan hindered us. Satan can pose a threat to the program of God. Jesus himself speaking, he said, thou art Simon Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. He says, the gates of hell. Jesus, let us know that we are not alone in this world and in this life. And there is a time allotted for Satan. Our assignment is to use the forces of advantage that we have in the spirit, the name, the word, the blood, and to keep him at bay. I did tell us in the morning that every time you see Satan attacking a believer, from Genesis to Revelation, there are only three access points that give Satan an edge over believers. Number one, covenant. Number two, ignorance. Number three, disobedience. Every time you see a person, a family, a business, a ministry under strange demonic attacks, these have remained the doorways that grants him access to nations, access to individuals. Even as touching the healing of a land, the Bible says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turning from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin and heal their land. In Psalm 103, the Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Give it to us, please, from verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. 103. Psalm 103, not 100. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Are you ready? And then he lists six benefits when you walk with the Lord. Let's follow them and learn. Number one, he says, forget not all his benefits. Let's start from verse 3. What are the benefits? Number one, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Number two, who healeth all thy diseases. Number three, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Number four, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Number five, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle's. I think it ends at five there. Those are the things that the psalmist calls the benefits. I'm saying that because these are some of the things we have come to experience tonight. The Bible tells us that there is benefit when people love the Lord, when people walk with the Lord. Inasmuch as we do not seek him for things, in his dealings with man, he has made provision to see to it that every time we are gathered in his name, these five blessings are made manifest in our lives. Again, who forgiveth thy sins, forgiveness of sins. Number two, healing. Number three, deliverance. Number four, honor. Number five, prosperity. That if it is the Lord God of heaven whom you are gathered unto, it is important that you are gathered with the awareness that we can bless the Lord, the one who has benefit and he can grant men access to this benefit. And if you are prepared to access that which is your portion tonight, I want you to shout a loud amen. Hallelujah. Among the many names that God is called is one that I found very interesting. The rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You find that in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God, you must come with this prior orientation. That number one, he exists. He is. So you are not coming to an idol. Immediately, that every time you come to God, realize you are not just coming to the governor of your state. Realize you are not just coming to a king of some clan. You are coming to the monarch of the universe. That you have to come to a consciousness that he exists. And then number two, that he not only exists, he rewards. The rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. And tonight doubles as an impartation service. And we trust God that there will be a definite encounter with the grace of God. Isaiah 32 and verse 15. It says, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, then the wilderness be counted for a fruitful field, and a fruitful field be counted for a forest. Look at those levels. All by the Spirit pouring as rain, poured upon us from on high, and then a wilderness can be a ministry as a wilderness, can be a destiny as a wilderness, can be a family as a wilderness, is turned to a fruitful field, and from a fruitful field it is turned to a forest. When it was time for drought upon the earth, Elijah prayed one prayer. He didn't pray that people would scatter and run away. He said, let rain be withheld from the earth over a period of 3.5 years. And because there was no rain, it affected, it was a chain reaction. So when the Bible says, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, the first thing that rain does is to water the earth and make it ready to receive. The potential to be fruitful is already in the earth, but barren of water, it will not produce. It is true that you are a believer in Christ. You already have the life of God. You are in the similitude of that earth. But until that rain comes upon you, you will be that earthen vessel that cannot produce. Are we together? You plant on dry ground and leave it there without moisture, nothing will happen. And the Bible calls us these earthen vessels, that the excellency of power may be of God. So when he says the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, he comes like water, like dew. Did the Bible not say, behold how pleasant and how good it is when brethren dwell together in unity? It likens it to the head of Aaron the priest, and that the oil comes from the head of Aaron the priest, even like the dew of Hermon that comes to rest upon a field. And the Bible says, there the Lord has commanded the blessing, even life everlasting, or life forevermore. I'm saying this to you so that you do not just say amen and share the grace and return. Let there be a holy provocation in your spirit. I am tired of this level spiritually. I am tired of this spiritual experience. Not under this atmosphere. I will not return the way I came. The woman with the issue of blood said to herself, she said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment. Can I tell you, there is a responsibility component to your receiving from God. It is not all about the will of God. God can desire and yet nothing will happen. It takes partnership between willing hearts that demonstrate their willingness through faith, and then a God that is ever willing and benevolent. If it be thy will, he said, you can heal my son. He said, I am willing. So his willingness is not in doubt. The Bible is clear as to the fact that God desires, if he did not spare his only son, but gave him up. He said, how much more will he, shall he give us all things to enjoy. Enugu, please hear me. There is a desperate cry from the Spirit that the saints experience the power and the grace and the goodness of God. When Moses asked the Lord for his glory, he said, my dimension of glory that is needed in your life right now is my goodness. You need to see my goodness. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. There is an experience to kingdom life. It's one thing to continue to propose a theoretical God. I know he can heal. I know he can lift. I know he can bless. I know he can anoint. Job said, I have heard of thee with the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see thee. God wants to give us an experience of the potency of the power of God. If it is true that God saves, let the nation see it. If it is true that God delivers, let the nation see it. If it is true that God heals, let the nation see it. If it is true that God restores, that he can bring honor to a man. Look at the many lavish propositions we have about God. But the reason why many of us are even frustrated to silence now is because we keep proposing like the men in Athens to an unknown God. We have preached about an unknown God. We have written books about an unknown God. He wants to reveal himself. And there are three ways that God reveals himself to people according to scripture. Number one, the first way that God reveals himself to people according to scripture is the knowledge of his character. He reveals his character to men. When you know who God is, you will know who he is not. The second way God reveals himself to people is the knowledge of his ways, his modus operandi. The third way he reveals himself to people is to give them the knowledge of his power. Ephesians 1:19. And to know the exceeding greatness of his power to us word who believe. So God desires for his power to be known. And I just want to give, I'm giving a general charge because this is our final night and I'm trusting God that God will grant us grace to do justice over the many needs that have plagued God's people. The hymn writer says, how did he put it now? He says, oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to the Lord. Isn't it powerful that there are needless things that we bear? Needless curses, needless delays, needless backwardness that continue to misrepresent the love of God. And tonight I want you to insist that you will put a full stop to everything that is not God in your life. Except you do not believe that God is that mighty. Except you do not believe that God can move and can go that far. The man who had an epileptic son, he was frustrated already. He had met people for prayer and he said, listen, I believe, but in case what I'm doing is not faith, please help my unbelief. By any means, I want you to help my son. There are many people here who represent the next prophetic voices, apostolic voices, in the east and from the east to the nations. There is a spiritual recruiting that is going to be happening in this place tonight. That God himself, that he will be walking in the midst of his people and say, you, I wanted to use your grandfather, he rejected me. I wanted to use your father, he rejected me. But now I finally found you in this conference. Are you ready? And for many of us, you will say, finally, I am ready. And like I saw in my vision many years ago, you will place your tiny hands upon the hands of the Ancient of Days and watch the wonder that happens when men come into partnership with the God of the universe. So take away unbelief tonight and take away distraction. Know that there is something, there is an imprint of his power, an imprint of his grace that he wants to make available and to mark upon your life, that every time anyone sees you, it becomes clear by the Spirit of the living God that you are not an ordinary person and that your life is experiencing God at a higher level. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, And I plead with co-laborers and ministers of the gospel, let's tear that veil that has stopped us from stepping into the deeper rivers. When I was coming, I heard you people singing another measure, and you were crying. I said, Lord, may they understand and mean what they are saying. It's not a song, it's a cry from the Spirit. Lord, I am tired of laying hands on 200 people, and one person says I was healed, and you are not even sure. Both you and the person, you are not sure whether it really happened. When God called me, I said, Lord, do not send me with just a message. This world is too dark for just a sermon. There has to be a demonstration of the reality of your person. If you are real, let the nation see it. Does that look like what Moses asked the Lord? If I stand before Pharaoh, if I stand before this altar that I watched tear my father down, what shall I tell the altar? Who will I say has sent me? That you want to save all the women in your family from barrenness? Then the altar says, who is this King of Glory? Let me show you two scriptures and then we'll pray. I tell you, there's such a mighty, mighty, abundant presence of God in this place. Mighty, abundant. There is a rain. The cloud is thick. I don't know why you would think in a meeting like this what should come is fire. But what I'm seeing in the Spirit is rain. That's the reason why I read that scripture. These are dimensions of the operations of the Spirit. What I'm seeing in my vision is a thick, you know how a cloud, that kind of cloud that Elijah said, I have seen it. He said, tell Ahab, start running. Something is about to descend upon him. Rain. Rain. The first thing that happened in Genesis chapter 2 was that the earth could not produce because there was no rain, and God caused dew to rest upon the land. The moment that happened, fruitfulness began. That song you sang about another measure, God heard it all, and he will answer that prayer. Did you hear what I said? My God heard it and he will answer that prayer. There are some of you that by Sunday when you mount the pulpit in your church, you will say, what is this? What happened? When did Saul become one of the prophets? What suddenly happened? What changed? And for some of you, there is a restoration of dimensions that were once opened. Dimensions of vision. Dimensions of prayer. You used to see things before they happened. You did not know whether you were a prophet or just a serious believer. But something happened to you, and that door became closed in the Spirit. Now is the time that that door be opened again. Tonight, I plead with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not be a spectator. Let there be a holy anger in your spirit. I know you came as groups. Some of you came as a couple. Some of you came as, you know, fellowships. But forget about who you came with. This is between you. What is happening to you is in the similitude of Jacob encountering the God of the Bible. And he said, I will not let you go unless I will not let you go. This name, Ichabod, that I've carried for many years, a name that represents shame and reproach, called but in shame, that name will have to be changed tonight. You can insist by faith. Hallelujah. And there are some of us, you have done the best you know to do. The truth is that your current spiritual state cannot host what God is bringing into your life. Did the Bible not say you cannot put new wine in an old wineskin? You will be willing to replace that wineskin and then new wine is put in new wineskin. Some of you have been carrying an old wineskin. Like Moses, it's time to take off your shoes. That old experience about God, for where thou standest is holy ground. God is about to reveal himself to you in a dimension you probably have not seen. Hallelujah. You believe this? I truly believe that in the course of this program, many of you will be open to visionary encounters. That while you are in this place, that as the meeting is happening, suddenly your eyes are open. There are angels. So it's not a song. They are moving around. Angels. This used to happen in the meetings of the patriarchs. That whilst they are preaching, somebody in the crowd who is just lost seated, all of a sudden, like Ezekiel who sat by the bank of the river, and all of a sudden the visions of heaven were opened unto him, even though he was a captive in a strange land. Exalted high above the worship of the people of the earth, I see the Lord. I see the Lord. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lamb upon the throne, who reigns forever. That is God for you. That when he decides to come in the midst of his people, as many whose hearts are open. Listen, some of you are not opening up yourself tonight just for your sake. I want you to think about your siblings. I want you to think about the people connected to you. And for their sake, you press with hunger. And say, Lord, for their sake, for their sake, for their sake, place something upon my head tonight, O God of heaven. Place something upon my destiny tonight. Let it not be that I came to camp in this place and to waste my time. Please pray that prayer. Place grace, genuine grace upon my head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 24 and verse 49. The disciples were preparing for this rain. I'm telling you what I see. I still hear it. Rain. It's rain. Tonight the Holy Spirit wants to reveal himself as rain. Rain. Oh, 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 oh. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. He said, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem I have taught you, but do not move yet, until ye be endued with power from on high. Tarry ye until ye be endued with power from on high. Tarry ye until ye be endued with power from on high. Luke 1:34. Luke 1:34. The angel brought a very disturbing news to a young virgin called Mary, and he said she was going to be with child and without the participation of a man. And Mary asked a question that some of you are asking tonight: how shall these things be? How shall I suddenly carry the healing anointing? How shall this curse and this yoke upon my life be broken? How shall these things be, seeing that I know not a man? Gabriel gives the answer in verse 35. Give it to us. The angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Every time you ask, how shall it be? That is the answer. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. How shall my business expand? The Holy Ghost, as rain, shall come upon you. How shall ministry begin to make progress? The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. And the power of the highest shall overshadow you. The power of the highest shall overshadow your campus. The power of the highest shall overshadow your fellowship. The power of the highest shall overshadow your church, overshadow your prayer group, overshadow your business, overshadow your family, overshadow your loved ones. Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, fill this place. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. One day the Lord opened my eyes, and I saw that mantles never leave the earth. Every mantle you ever read about, every mantle you ever saw, is upon the earth. According to God's design, when a body leaves, in terms of a man finishing his assignment, is supposed to be a relay. There must be another available vessel for that mantle to rest upon that represents the continuity of God's program. And so from Elijah, it was supposed to go to one of the sons of the prophet. But because they were not discerning and prepared, it left them and went to Elisha, who was not ordained to be a prophet. And from Elisha, it was supposed to rest upon Gehazi. But because he was not a prepared vessel, like Judas, he wanted to make money from his master. And he followed the way of Judas. The temptation of Judas did not start with Judas. We see that the man Gehazi was tempted the same way, and yet nothing happened to him, and there was no available vessel. And Elijah himself, for whatever reason, in spite of that anointing, he was sick until he died, and he died with that mantle, and that possibility was never experienced again. Can I tell you, every time you study history, in business it happens, but in ministry I don't know why it happens. There are names when you call. You can call the children who are carrying that entrepreneurial grace. It's a dynasty that continues to happen. It was supposed to happen that way. That when an elderly man who has served the Lord is about to leave, there should be someone prepared in addition to what God has given him. John the Baptist came in the spirit and the power of Elijah. Unfortunately, he manifested the spirit of Elijah, but he did not manifest the power of Elijah. Had he manifested the power of Elijah, he would not die the way he died. Because the same way that woman looked for Elijah, that was how Herod and Herodias looked for him. There was an ability he had. He came in the spirit and the power of Elijah. He used the spirit and ignored the power. So there are mantles and there are graces. There is a revisitation, and God wants to come through and meet many people. It's like a grace that has been looking for you. Finally, God has found you in this meeting, and He wants to rest upon your life. Now, the issue is this. Hear me. Listen to me. Please listen to me. Just because you are close to where the anointing is, does not mean you will receive. Nobody was closer than God than the disciples. And you would think they would receive. And Judas, the son of perdition, did not even receive anything. There were other people who came to the anointed Jesus. They received the healing and they left. If the woman could touch the hem of his garment to be healed, she would have touched the hem of his garment to be imparted to. Everything your faith can do around him that is consistent with his will, he is more than willing to make happen. Tonight, there are those who want to make money from Jesus. Tonight, there are those who just want to use him as a ladder to be famous. But tonight, there are people who are saying, Lord, I have misrepresented my destiny because the power component that should rest upon my life. As a man of God, I have told people receive, and I went back with guilt in my heart. You may be saying, I had to ask God, some of you may be saying, for forgiveness, because I know that nothing went to the people. They just shouted amen sincerely and came back with no testimonies. It is those who are hungry and tired of their current level. The disciples prayed and prayed and prayed, and they did not see anything happen. And they noticed that every time Jesus prayed, there was result. They said, teach us to pray. There is something wrong with the way we pray. It was not prayerlessness. It was that they were praying amiss. A prayer was not effectual. It was not fervent. It did not avail much. Hallelujah. So this is what we are in for tonight. One last scripture, and we'll begin to pray and trust the Lord to reign upon us. Acts chapter 4, verse 33. Please sit down if you can. You'll be upstanding shortly. Acts chapter 4 and verse 33. And with great power, not with great explanation, with great power, gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says, as a routine, a disciplined routine with revelation. But you became too busy going for ministrations until your altar dried up. It used to be your diligence to study the word. But right now, even if you sleep for 12 hours, the moment you open the Bible, you feel sleepy again. Let me tell you, for a certainty, it's an attack. Because with the same tiredness, you will sit in front of a movie and you will stretch another 5 hours and not sleep. It is an attack from the pit of hell. You must call evil what it is by its name. Some of you are business people. and you know that things have not been working, don't keep quiet when it's the time to pray. Here is an opportunity and you are not paying for it. Insist that everything that does not represent God must leave my life and leave my business. That from January up until now, some of you, it was at the point you covenanted with God that as I rise, the kingdom will rise. And Satan said, what did you say? The kingdom, you've mentioned kingdom in your business, you have become my enemy. For as long as it was all about you making money for yourself, I don't mind. But I heard you say Jesus and his purposes, the church, the servants of God will benefit from your rising. And it became warfare, not business again. How about students? There are some of you, God took you to campus. You thought you went to study physics or chemistry, but God took you there because there's someone you need to meet that is connected to your destiny and will help you spiritually. So that when you are graduating, you are living with two certificates. One from your campus, the other from the school of the spirit. Because your parents would not have allowed you go for certain meetings. They would not have allowed you prayed and fasted. And so God used the disguise of admission. That whilst you are studying what you are studying, there is a training in the school of the spirit. Unfortunately, when you got the admission, you forgot that you were in two schools and you focused on only one and ignored the school of the spirit. Now you are in final year and you have just a few months and there is a curriculum. You will need the grace for speed to catch up with the spirit, because if you leave that campus without receiving the mantle you should receive, you may not have that opportunity again. Listen to what I'm telling you. I'm not just coming here to waste your time. I'm speaking to you by the Spirit of the Living God. Hallelujah. There is a young lady here. God delayed your marriage because the person you would have married would have corrupted the destiny of the child that God had ordained to come from you. There is destiny like Mary. And because of that, God has been so meticulous about who comes to your life. You've been wondering, what is wrong with me? I'm telling you, there is nothing wrong with you. It's not an attack. There is something you need to hear that prepares you, after which you'll be ready for destiny. Esther would have wasted her time. If Esther had made a mistake and gone any other place, she would not be queen and Haman would have killed the people of God. Everything God does, I taught you in the morning, is with respect to his will. With respect to his will. There are many of you who God has been training for a while, and you have been getting promptings in your spirit that you should start a walk, but God has prohibited you. You know why? Because there are things you need to know, and there are graces you need to receive, so that you will not join the queue and begin to frustrate yourself. And ask, oh God, but you sent me. Tarry ye until ye be endued with power. Tarry ye. The Lord is showing me the photo of a lady. I'm looking at a body, but I'm not seeing a face. You can imagine, it's just like you put a black leather on somebody's face, and you are seeing a body, and you are not seeing a face. And the Lord is saying that this is the mystery behind the shame and the reproach that has come upon your life and come upon your destiny. But in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, every high thing must come down, every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown, you overcome, you overcome. Every high thing must come down, every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown, you overcome. One more time. Every high thing must come down, every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown, you overcome. So as the Spirit of God begins to move tonight, I want you to know that he wants to reveal himself as the great power of God. The great power of God for impartation and for healing and for all kinds of things. I'm going to be praying for the sick. I'm going to be ministering deliverance by the Spirit. And if you are here trusting God for healing, I want you to insist that your night is the night. Tonight is your night. And while I minister, somewhere along the line, we're going to give you an opportunity to come and shame the devil as you testify of the goodness and the power of God. Hallelujah. Now, one final instruction I will give, and then we'll begin to pray. I want you to stand by faith, connecting with all your loved ones that are not here. When it has to do with this atmosphere of the Spirit, you can have the faith of the centurion. You don't need to come to my house. I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to one, go, and he goeth, come, and he cometh. You too, I know from where you are, you can speak the word only. I want you to believe. There might be someone sick at home. There might be someone oppressed at home. They may not be able to make it here. They may not be following online. But by faith, you can connect that tonight, this salvation is for me and my house. Do not bend to the negotiation of Pharaoh. When Pharaoh saw that the fire was getting hot, he said, we'll allow your men, but leave the women and the children back. Moses said, no way. Everybody will go. Everybody. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Here's what I want you to do for me now. The first set of people that God is visiting tonight, prophetically, are people who have experienced strange, mysterious delays in life and in destiny. And the Lord wants to bring deliverance. Please, whether you are an usher or not, when I speak like this and the Spirit of God begins to move, I want to plead that you please help me bring the people out by the Spirit of God, so that we can make progress. There is a lot for us to do tonight. Every destiny that has been tied down, delayed, so that you will not make progress. In the name of Jesus, I am declaring right now, as the Holy Spirit comes upon you, that yoke of delay is broken. That yoke of delay is broken. That yoke of delay is broken. Broken by the Spirit of the living God. Right now I declare that grace is falling on you now. The moment that anointing falls upon you, I want you to know that that chain is broken. In the name of Jesus. Therefore I stretch my hands. As many who have been delayed in life and destiny, let that yoke right now as I speak, wherever you are, be broken now. Please bring them out. Let that yoke be broken now. The yoke of delay. I prophesy restoration as that delay is broken over your life. Broken over your life. Some of you are ministers of the gospel. That spirit of delay, I rebuke from your life right now. I rebuke from your ministry right now. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, be set free now. Open your mouth and begin to declare your liberty from delay, from the spirit of delay. Delay be broken. Delay be broken. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Pray Enugu, pray Southeast. The spirit of delay must lead your life and your destiny. Those outside, make sure you are praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is opening my eyes and I'm seeing three stones. One, two, three. And the Lord is saying it represents covenants of ancestry and that He wants to set people free. Many, many people you may not know, but as I pray right now, the Holy Ghost will descend upon you and every covenant connected to the earth that has tied your destiny. As you shout the name Jesus, that grace comes upon you now. Satan, you let God's people go now. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. Be broken now. Be broken now. Bring them out. Be broken now. I command, my God, please help them. I cause foundation. Every covenant of ancestry, every yoke of darkness, there is the word of the Lord. Be set free. I bring you liberty now. Liberty by the Spirit. Liberty by the Spirit. Liberty by the Spirit. Liberty by the Spirit. From all the regions that represent the east of the Niger, any family, any destiny tied to witchcraft, I say it again, be delivered right now. Be delivered right now. Be delivered right now. Be delivered right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm seeing something like a ring being removed from the hands of people. And there are all kinds of wicked satanic covenants that have tied people. And the ring is a symbolism of covenant. I'm praying again. Whatever it is that is not of God, that has bound you to the devil, as I stretch my hands towards you, every evil that is not of God, that has not been planted by my God, let it be uprooted from your life now. 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 Hallelujah. Who is Jennifer? Jennifer. I'm hearing the name Jennifer. Jennifer. My goodness. Please help them. Help them. Be careful so you don't match on people. Just take it easy. I will pray for all those who are in front here now so they can return to their seat. Jennifer, I presume that there will be many people with that name, but I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Jennifer, I want to pray for you. Every planting, I'm going to pray for your family using you. You will marvel and wonder at what begins to happen to you after this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. The Lord is showing me, I don't know if you're a couple or you came alone. 5 years, you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Please listen to the instruction. Don't just jump out. 5 years. Who is the person? 5 years. Exactly 5 years. I'm not saying you are just trusting God for the fruit of the womb. 5 years. This is what the Lord is showing me. Who is that person? Salvation has come for you. My friend, you, we have to hurry up. There's a lot for us to do. She's 5 years. My sister, look at me. I want to pray for you. 5 years. And this is amazing. I'm praying. God is going to rewrite people's stories. Hallelujah. Now, I want to pray for this lady. But I'm hearing a shout from my right side. You would think that I'm praying here. And yet the person the power of God is touching is by my right side at the crowd there. And you are wondering, okay, what is God doing? What kind of impartation is happening to someone right there, that I'm praying for people in front here and I've not even attended to their needs, and yet the person that God is touching is right somewhere at the back. Please, when you find that person, bring that person for me. It's a marvelous impartation that God is doing for that person. You will never be the same. It is a rain of the Spirit upon your life. My sister, 5 years you've been trusting the Lord for the fruit of the womb. Where are you from?
Abia State.
Abia State. You believe in Jesus? Father, I don't care what the situation is. In the name of Jesus, by the rod of a higher priesthood, I stretch my hands towards you according to the time of life. In the name of Jesus, return with your miracle. Return with your miracle. I release that grace upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for all of you here. I hope you are married. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, I decree and declare, trusting God for the fruit of the womb. My sister, look at me, this lady. I just saw like fire come upon your head, and the Lord is saying it is over. This is what I announce to you by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, let it come to an end by the Spirit of the Living God. In the name of Jesus. Now, there are two ladies, you are not married, but you're going to begin to feel fire, literal fire in your belly. This one is a prophetic thing God is doing. This one has nothing to do with it. It's like pregnancy, but there is an impartation of the Spirit. There is something that God is doing. It says, out of your belly shall flow. There is a stirring within your spirit man. And what is happening to you is as a response to that. Hallelujah. Let me pray for those who are here first. All of you who have come out. My dear, the Lord is going to use you. This lady wearing blue, I release that grace now upon you. You will never be the same by the power of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord find a mighty vessel in you. In the name of Jesus. Now for all of you who are here, I stretch my hands. Everything that represents the workings of darkness, the workings of witchcraft, right now, you are here standing, I release you. Let it be broken now. 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 From your life, broken from your destiny, never to return to you again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who is Joel? Joel. J-O-E-L. I'm hearing a name, Joel. 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 Is there someone with that name? You are wearing, like, I'm seeing it like an orange t-shirt. Joel. Is there someone like that? An orange t-shirt. This is what I'm seeing in my vision. Joel. Please verify. What is your name, my friend? Come.
I'm under the shadow of you. Your influence is all over me. I am under the shadow of your wings. Your influence is all over me.
Joel, look at me. What do you do?
I'm a comedian and a student.
You are a comedian? What is the relationship between comedy and ministry? Because this man, as I'm looking at you, I'm seeing a mighty call of God upon your life. This looks like you are just making people laugh. But there is a grace that is coming upon you. You will marvel and wonder at what God begins to do. I stretch my hand. May that anointing for your destiny, let it rest upon you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. And for this Joel, in the name of Jesus, you are Joel also, I decree and declare, as you have believed, I release grace upon you. May God use you mightily in the name of Jesus Christ. Your father does woodwork, like a carpenter, like woodwork. What does your father do?
Carpenter!
I am victorious.
My friend, listen to me. God is going to use you to wipe the tears of your family. Listen, Because I'm looking at someone in my vision, and this has been your prayer, that God will lift you so that you will lift your family members. Let me tell you the truth, God is going to honor you in ways that will surprise you. And as I'm praying for him, I'm praying for everyone here. May God raise you for the sake of your loved ones. I say it again, may my God raise you for the sake of your loved ones. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is someone here, your mother has cancer. This is what I'm seeing. Your mother has cancer. I'm going to pray for the sick shortly, but just allow me to do what God. Your mother has cancer. If there is such a person, please let me just speak over your life very quickly before we continue. Your mother has cancer. Whether you are outside, please, when you find such a person, let me know. And if it's someone who is following online, let me know. I want to pray for you, because this is a manifestation of the spirit of death. I want to pray for you. There is someone here, as you are here now, you are holding the photo of your loved one. I think it's like someone who is sick. A hard photocopy. I'm not talking of maybe phone by phone. A hard copy of your loved one. I want to pray for you. Please make sure you don't tell lies, and then you respond quickly so that we don't waste our time. Hallelujah. You are holding a photo. If you are that person, let me just speak over your life before we pray. Hallelujah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm seeing 7 people in my vision. And no, I'm not even talking of this. This was something else. The 7 people in my vision that I'm seeing, I want to pray a prayer for them now. And that prayer that I'm praying for them, 7 of you, there is a mighty grace for leadership. This is the anointing that is coming on you. I want to pray for them. 7, there might be many people, but this, some of you do not even know that you have been called. It's a Joseph order of grace. I pray for you wherever you are. 7 of you, may that grace right now rest upon you. May that grace rest upon you. Apostolic leadership by the Spirit of God. May that grace be released upon you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. May that grace help them, please. May that grace rest upon you now. In the name of Jesus. Let me pray for you. The one holding the photo, I can imagine that most of you are holding people's photos, but I want to pray for you. One of you right now, as I'm speaking, the power of God is coming upon you. I just saw like fire just come upon you. There's one of you right now. It's an instruction God gave me to wait until that happens, and then I can minister to you. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Right now, for the sick person you are holding, I'm hearing another name, even though I'm in the east. I'm hearing Audu. Audu. I don't know if it's the name of somebody or your surname. Audu. A-U-D-U. I believe that should be it. This is the east, but I'm hearing that name, Audu. And I'm hearing restoration for that family. I don't know who that person is, but if you are in this place, please let me minister to you. Otherwise, I want you to open up your heart to receive. I pray for all those who are holding their photos here. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, for every need that is represented in the photos of your loved ones, may the God of heaven arise and visit them right now. Write this down. There is a mighty revival that is coming to your campus. Hear what I'm saying? There is a mighty revival that is coming to your campus. And some of those people are in this place right now. I'm not even talking of fellowship leaders. There is a mighty revival. I started seeing this in the morning, and the Lord has given me the allowance to release that grace. You are a student on campus here. It's time for you to receive of this fire and this grace. Lord, where are they? The men and women that you are calling by the Spirit in this season. At the count of 3, I'm going to stretch my hand. May this mantle from heaven, that it will rest and ignite you with fire from whatever campus you are here represented. Father, at the count of 3, let those that will spearhead your mighty move across campuses, may this fire and this grace rest upon them now. 1, 2, 3, take that fire. Take that fire. Take that fire upon the campus. Prayer like never before. Revelation like never before. Consecration like never before. Both students and lecturers, carry that grace. Both students and lecturers, carry that grace. Both students and lecturers, carry that grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me a gentleman here. I want to pray for you. I hope I'm not wasting your time. You are from a royal family. You are from a royal family. You are from a royal family. You are a gentleman from a royal family. I want to pray for you. There is something that destroys people where you came from. Royal, make sure you are from a royal family. Please let me, who is that person? You are from a royal family? Where is that?
Ilotumbi.
What's the name of the, how do you call it here? So, someone help me. What was the?
Inetsu, royal family of River State.
Okay. How about you, sir?
Nsuka. Alonso Nsuka.
What family?
His right hand is Igwengumwezi. Alonso Nsuka.
Is there someone like that? Many of you may not know. How about you? I want to pray. There is a spirit. Perhaps not all of you, but the Lord is asking me to pray. You come from a royal family. There is something we need to destroy. Even though it's a royal family, people never become great. And if anybody rises to be great, it's like a sacrifice. You start having dreams, and that person must go down. I want to pray for you. Why are these gentlemen coming? You are from a royal family? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, there are two of you here. The call of God is upon your life. The mighty call of God is upon your life. Call of God is upon your life. I'm praying for you. Let me start with those two. In the name of Jesus Christ, the dealings of the Spirit that will make you become powerful vessels, may that grace be released upon you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, may that grace be released upon you. And then for everyone here, any covenant connected to the family you are coming from that kills people and destroys people, in the name of Jesus, we declare that spirit leaves you once and for all. Hallelujah. You have been looking for your brother. This is almost 4 years, and you have not seen the person. This is what the Lord is revealing to me. Almost 4 years. It's like the person, whether is missing or went somewhere, but they've not been able to see the person. They don't even know whether he's dead or the person is alive. And the Lord is asking me to pray. The person is not dead. With what I'm seeing in my vision, somebody told him that they want to work out a way for him and take him to Europe to go out of Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, I pray for that family. Huh? No, listen, don't cry. Your brother, who is that? Who is? Your brother? Where?
From Delta, sir.
From
Delta.
You are from Delta.
Yes, sir.
You've not seen him.
No.
For how long?
More than 3 years. He's about to travel abroad, sir.
This one I'm talking about 4 years, but I will still pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, where are you coming from, my friend? I'm seeing a chain around you, and the Lord is saying, loose him. I declare right now, let that chain leave you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let that chain be broken from your life by the power that raised Christ from the dead. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you, everyone who is missing in your life and everything that is missing in your life, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, may it be restored now. May it be restored now. May it be restored now. In the name of Jesus. Now, the Lord wants me to pray against the spirit of death. The spirit of death. Some of you will be surprised as I pray this prayer. because you go to sleep and all you see are dead people that have already gone. Some of them calling you, and you have prayed for some of you. You have fasted and you don't know what is this thing that is connecting you with the dead. I want to pray for you and bring a separation between life and death. There is a gulf in the spirit and they should never meet. Anyone here who is a victim of the manipulation of the spirit of death, right now as I stretch my hands, may that grace come upon you for your deliverance. Be set free. Help them, please. Be set free from that satanic influence. I declare you shall not die. I declare you shall not die. I declare you shall not die. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me a vision. Madam, I'm seeing in a vision your prayer mountain. This is what God is showing me in a vision. And the Lord is saying, I should tell you that you have been faithful, that another cubit is measured for you in the spirit. This is what God is saying, I should tell you, that another cubit is being measured for you in the spirit, and that you will begin to walk in higher levels of prophetic power. This is what God is revealing to me. That He will start showing you not just things relating to those around you, but even things that are connected to nations and territories. And God is saying, as a sign, you will start having people come from many nations for a retreat on your prayer ground. Not just people around, people will come as a group from other nations and say, we have heard about what God is doing. We are coming here to come and pray and to access grace. May the Lord bring His word to pass, even by the Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Is there someone with a name Elo Chukwu? Elo Chukwu. E-L-O then Chukwu. Elo Chukwu. I believe that is a name. Elo Chukwu. Is there someone with that name? I want to pray for you. The Lord wants to bring to end every satanic captivity. Elo Chukwu, I'm hearing that name in the spirit. What do you do, sir? Your wife, is it a male or female name or both? Okay, both. Your name is Elo Chukwu. Your wife, sir, what do you do?
Me, I'm a minister.
You're a minister of the gospel.
Yes, sir.
You run a church?
Yeah.
I want to pray for you. We'll pray since you are standing in for your wife. We'll pray for you. Elo Chukwu. The Lord wants to roll away shame and reproach. Is it your name or your surname?
My surname.
Your surname. Father, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. There is a gentleman that I'm seeing by the Spirit of God. The revelatory grace, the grace of a teacher, but it's a prophetic dimension of a teacher. You will become a rising voice. Almost, it will be like, where did this guy suddenly come from? You will start teaching scripture with such power. This is an ordination that God wants to bring you into this dimension. I know that there are many people who desire this grace, but I'm praying for you now. There is a gentleman, but I'm also seeing the fire spread. There are at least 11 of you from that one person. A strange grace, prophetic dimension of the teaching grace. I stretch my hands towards you. Wherever you are, may my God bring you into that level of spiritual understanding. Hallelujah. Listen, I know that I'm praying for everybody, but there is an exact gentleman. You will start ministering with strange levels of understanding. Your spiritual acumen, your understanding of scripture. People will look at you, even those who are close to you, will say, in the last 2 or 3 months, you have changed. Something has come on you. This man is one of them, wearing glasses. Take that grace. May that grace rest upon you. A strange order of the spirit of revelation. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Your eyes will see insight into the word of God. And everybody who desires that grace, I stretch my hands. May the spirit of revelation rest upon you now. may the spirit of revelation rest upon you now. Rest upon you now. Hallelujah. Bishop, sir, with all due respect, the Lord is saying I should speak to your wife and to you. First to your wife. Madam, I do not know you, but there is the grace, a prophetic grace, that God is placing upon this woman. You have seen it in a dimension, but the Lord is measuring another cubit. And I stretch my hand. May you begin to walk in this strange order of grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And your lordship, sir, with all due respect, let me just speak to you. I'm seeing you climb a ladder in the spirit. And every time the Lord shows me this, He's increasing your sphere of influence and placing grace. I release that grace now. Let it come upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, for you and your wife and for your vision, I shift you by prophecy into a new dimension. In the name of Jesus Christ, please help him. Help him. Let's honor him as touching what he carries. God bless you. Thank you for your humility, sir. May the Lord truly honor you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Sir, new wine. This man. New wine. Come. Please come. New wine is coming upon you. Father, help this man. Let grace rest upon you. Things you have not seen, dimensions you have not entered, may my God bring you into this experience. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. That grace rests upon you. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. There is a gentleman, you are among those doing the work of the protocol, but there is a mighty hand of God upon your life. And the Lord is saying, I should tell you that your time of visitation is here. You are among the gentlemen doing the protocol work, but in the name of Jesus, wherever that person is, I decree and declare, help him. In the name of Jesus, let that grace rest upon you and shift you to strange dimensions in the spirit. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is still telling me that He wants to raise teachers in the East. I'm hearing this in the spirit. That He wants to raise teachers in the East. And He's asking me to still pray that prayer that I pray. He wants to raise teachers. Soundness of the word. I pray for you. I don't know how many people are aligning their spirit to this prophetic word. But let that teacher anointing, let it rest upon you now. Let that teacher anointing rest upon you now. Rest upon you now to build God's people with power, to build God's people with grace. Hallelujah. I gave a prophetic word, was it yesterday or this morning? And the Lord is asking me to repeat it about Ebonyi State. That there are people, I am seeing a Macedonian call. The Lord is still asking me to repeat it. I gave that word yesterday. That there is a revival that God wants to bring in a Ebonyi State. And there is a Macedonian call. There are people who are available and willing. But they are looking for people of stature that God will use to mentor and raise and train them. I'm praying for them. And if there is anyone here who God will be sending, or through your life or through your ministry, I'm praying that the increasing to raise these mighty people, let it be released upon you. Let it be released upon you. Hallelujah. There is a woman, the power of God is coming upon you. You are an example of what they call a prayer warrior. You are really a prayer warrior. Not just in name, you are really a prayer warrior. May that grace, I'm hearing that grace. You are a woman. You are really a prayer warrior. Such power and grace is going to come upon you. You will pray and shift the climates of cities and nations, even by the Spirit. Help them, please, so that you don't have to drag them. Just take it easy. A prayer warrior. You know, most people just say, I'm a prayer warrior. A prayer warrior is a warrior that was in the place of prayer and first establishing victory. I'm praying wherever that woman is, let that grace that you need for the season that is coming, may it be released upon you now. May it be released upon you now. In the name of Jesus. Is there someone by the name Christopher? Christopher. I'm hearing the name Christopher, like Chris Christopher. In the name of Jesus Christ. Christopher. What do you do, my friend? This man or what?
No,
don't cry. What? Talk to me, my friend.
I just came back from abroad.
You just came back from abroad?
Yeah.
With nothing to show for it.
No.
Because you have been there and nothing happened to you. This thing is a very demonic and spiritual thing. I want to pray for you. See, promotion does not come from the east, nor the west, nor wherever it is. I can tell you, if God does not show men mercy, you can wake up in the morning and sleep late in the night. You will still eat the bread of sorrow. Hallelujah. Please don't be offended. I want to make a call that is not a usual call. I want to pray for you. There is a gentleman here. I want to pray for you. Your friend is a cultist. And God wants to deliver both you and deliver your friend. I would not say this if God did not put it in my heart. You are a sincere person, but your friend has something to do with all this satanic, cultic, occultic thing. The Lord wants to bring you liberty. The Lord wants to bring you liberty. Christopher, I want to pray for you. Christopher. You prayed and you cried for another measure. I'm still saying this thing, oh. I'm saying, so that you do not become a victim of your own friendship. In the name of Jesus Christ, Christopher, remember ye not the former things, nor consider the things of old. For behold, I am doing a new thing. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Behold, I am doing a new thing. I'm praying for you right now. You are the gentleman. Thank you for your courage, eh? Don't worry. I'm not here to embarrass you. You understand? Your friend is a cultist. I want to pray for you. You see, when we do these things, it's beyond a man of God just showing that you are prophetic. You see, this is the mistake that people make. Sometimes you write, it takes a lot of courage for this man to come. The Bible says, listen to me, God wants to help. What am I seeing now? Don't sit back, oh, if God wants to help you. Don't sit back. Come, I want to pray for you and deliver you and pray for your friend. Cultist, just stand this. These people have finished praying for you. In Jesus' name, you return with testimony, sir. In the name of Jesus, please return to your seat rejoicing. I want to pray for this, my gentleman. In fact, I don't mean to embarrass you, but one of you, God needs to help you. You went somewhere and they gave you something to tie. And with this thing, it has been troubling you, disturbing you now as I speak. You are in this place, there is no peace for you. I don't know if it's safe to ask you to come out, but you really, really need to be helped of God. My friend, look at me. Don't be embarrassed, eh? Don't be embarrassed. I want to pray for you. When God reveals, the purpose is redemption. You believe that? This is not to stigmatize people so that you go and start saying, oh, you are a devil, you are a demon. It's the reason why sometimes, except compelled by the Spirit, it's wiser to just see the people afterwards. But sometimes God allows this thing as a sign and a wonder. How do you stand in a crowd like this and then you are talking about this and these gentlemen are coming? Gentlemen, I believe that you have great destinies and we do not condemn you. This is a house of love. You understand? But then you need to be prayed for, because some of you, I'm seeing one of you, and please don't feel bad. That's why I said, so that you don't become a victim of your friendship, that they are asking the person, you must give somebody who is your friend. And the person is saying, okay, whatever it is, they are taking your picture and stabbing it with a knife. And then the person just dies, just like that. Everything that is not of God, manipulations of darkness that involves you for your sake, let it die now. I say it again, for your sake, let every plot of darkness, let it give way now. My friends, please look at me. I love you with all my heart, and I'm going to pray for you, but I will, with all due respect, maybe refer you to any of the ministers out after service, because this kind of issue is not just prayer for you to go. The Bible says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on that law doth he meditate day and night. So I pray for you that every spirit that has been connected to you by reason of this occultic satanic activity, whether it is friendship or it is you being the victim yourself, I stretch my hands by the blood of the eternal covenant that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. I declare your eternal separation right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you, gentlemen. Please, you stand up. Perhaps maybe someone can meet with them after service. Let me pray. My friend who came from where? Where is abroad?
Cyprus. Not at Cyprus.
How long were you there?
2.5 years.
And you came back with nothing?
Yes.
Don't cry. I need to pray for you. Father, show him mercy. In the name of Jesus. Show him mercy and restore him. And I'm praying for every one of you here. You have come out for various calls. In the name that is above all names. One of you I'm hearing is Savior. God is going to use you to lift your family members. I prayed that prayer earlier, but for you, I'm talking of those in front here. I stretch my hands upon that one person. Let the grace allocated for this assignment now be released upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the grace allocated for this assignment be released upon you now. And for all of you who are here, I declare in Jesus' name, you will return with testimonies. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you return with testimonies. By the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, let's celebrate them as they go. Hallelujah. Now hear me. I want to pray. The Lord wants to minister particularly for anyone having any demonic, satanic growth in your body. It doesn't matter what name it has been called. I'm going to pray right now, whether it's from fibroid, whether it's cancer, anything planting that is not of God, male or female. And I'm seeing a gentleman. Is it your elder brother? I'm hearing prostrate. Prostrate is like prostrate, like cancer. Prostate cancer. This is something that happens to men. Who is that person? I want to pray. If not, I'm seeing that the devil wants to just take that person's life. I want to pray. You can see, Mama, I'm going to pray for the sick. We're getting into the healing now, but the Lord particularly is asking me to speak to these people. Growth, satanic growth in your body that must give way now. Everybody, please begin to pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit with understanding. Those outside, you are part of the service. Online, part of the service. Any demonic stranger manifesting as a growth in your body, it's time for it to give way. Shaba katos katibalas, embrekete kataskatikata, karisbos kepres kebeleketos yata, kate kaparakos kebereketos yata. Every planting that is not by my Father, I'm about to pray for you and it must give way. Are you praying in the Spirit? Miracles are happening right now. 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 That demonic growth is leaving you right now. Living by the Spirit of God. Help that woman that has something that looks like a mask on her throat. Hallelujah. Now hear me. I'm going to pray for you. There are some of you who will need to go to the hospital to verify. I'm talking of growth, particularly growth. I want to pray and then we'll take other cases now. In the name of Jesus. Now please, by faith, make contact with any part of your body where that growth is. And those in the crowd, right where you are, you can stand in for someone that you know. You don't have to come out, but you can stand in by faith. Lay your hands, it is your tummy or wherever. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just do what I'm asking you to do. Something is happening right now. Yes, sir. Something is happening right now.
Jesus, something special, supernatural about your name. Jesus,
help that woman, please.
Something happens when I mend.
Now I want to pray for you. I'm seeing a whirlwind and I'm seeing a dark object just coming out of people. Right now, I decree and declare the spirit that is back of this oppression, I speak as one sent by the Lord. Let them go now. Let them go now. Let them go now. Release them. Every satanic influence, I command that it comes out of your body now. Every satanic growth, leave now. Leave now. Leave now. Cancerous growth, I command that they die from your body now. Fibroids, I command a taros keteva katosiata, etreskasiata kavariata, krentos kenekosiata. I command fibroids to dry out of this body now. Help them, please. I cause every fibroid, every growth, it leaves this body right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. And every kind of lump that is found in any part of your body that was not ordained by God, as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ here in Enugu State, we cause it to go back to the devil where it came from. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm feeling a sharp pain at my left side. This is what one of you has. Very sharp pain at the left side. That demonic pain is leaving now. That satanic pain is leaving now. And hear me. If there is any one of you, because of these fibroids, it has affected your fertility, I release you. Go and give birth now. Go and give birth now. Help that woman. I release you. Go and give birth now. Help her. I release you. Go and have your children now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Return to your seat rejoicing as you check yourself. We'll give room for you to testify. Now everyone else, there's a strong healing anointing here. Please rise up on your feet if you can. Lay your hands where you are trusting God for a miracle. Right now. Lay your hands. If you came with someone who is sick, inside or outside, now is the time to believe God for them. Lay your hands. Your head, lay your hands. If it's your ear, lay your hands there. If it's a part of your body, you don't have to bring them out. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest or wherever. If it's someone who is blind or you are the one who is blind, lay your hands on your eyes. Deaf ears, any kind of mobility problem, please lay your hands and let's trust the Lord for a miracle right now. My God, I sense such a strong anointing. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The saints and the angels bow. The redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Listen. Jesus was speaking and said, did I not tell you that if you can't believe, that you will see the glory of God? I want to pray for you. In 1 minute, I want you to take your attention away from that sickness and just look unto Jesus. I know you are feeling the pain. I know the bones seem like they don't have life and strength. I know that the ear may seem deaf on one hand, whatever it is. I just want you to believe God. There is a lady from where I am standing. You're wearing white. That lady, it's not word of knowledge. I'm seeing her. I want to speak to her. that lady wearing white that is praying right now, come. I'm still praying for the sick, but I want to speak to that lady. Come. My dear, look at me. You are going to become a powerful vessel in the hand of God. A very powerful vessel in the hand of God. But it will lead you through many seasons of dealings. There are prunings. There are things that will happen. But in the end of it, it will be a very superior kind of believer that you will become. And the Lord is asking me to pray for you. If it's stamina God has given it to you, God placed something upon your spirit that even you are not aware of. I stretch my hands. Let grace rest upon you, that from today you will not be an ordinary person. The consecrations and the dealings in the spirit that need to fuel you to become that vessel of honor, I release that grace upon you now. In the name of Jesus, you will not be small. You will be a powerful vessel in the hand of God. Grace to go through the dealings. Grace to go through the prunings. Grace to go through the circumcision until you evolve as a powerful vessel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Let's pray. If you are standing in for someone, now here's what will happen. There are several miracles that have already happened here. I want you very quickly. I'm going to pray. As soon as I pray, I will declare by faith, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to believe that the hand of God will rest upon you. I would want, let's have two ministers, maybe one pastor here, one pastor here. The moment something happens to you, whether you are up the balcony, you're outside, you're inside, I want you to run and come and stand. Let's take a few testimonies and then we'll go straight to the impartation. And after the impartation, we're done. I really look forward to the grace that is coming upon your life and destiny. But for now, we have to do justice to the sick. So let's have one, maybe a man of God here, another one there. And the moment I pray for you and the power of God touches you, don't be ashamed, don't be afraid. Some of you checking yourself, you see that miracles are already happening. But allow me to finish the prayer and then you come. Let's pray. Let's pray. What Igbo worship song do you know? Somebody raise one powerful Igbo worship song just for a minute or two. This is what the Lord is speaking. Organize yourselves. Make sure you raise a song that really brings people. One powerful Igbo song. Go ahead.
Akaya, akaya, aka Jehovah Nememma, Olebubeya, Kenatigire Nebemno. Isi kendo kena digi atasa akaya kaya akati ovane
mema
akaya kaya akati ovane mema elea alabuve ya.
Now in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, I decree and declare right now, every spirit of infirmity here represented by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I declare that you will let God's people go now. You will let God's people go now. You will let God's people go now. I decree and declare, be healed right now. I bring you the healing power of Jesus right now. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed in the name of Jesus. Migraine headaches, be healed. Blood conditions, be healed. Every growth in your body, I command it to leave now. Anyone having a bone problem and it has affected your walking, in the name of Jesus, be healed now. Whether you are deaf on one ear, or both ears. I command the deaf ear to be opened now. Let the eyes that could not see begin to see now. The Lord is healing someone. You have a condition, I don't know if it's a heart condition, around your chest. That heaviness is lifted right now. That heaviness is lifted right now. In the name of Jesus. There's someone, you are not completely crippled, but you could not walk well. The moment I pray for you now, begin to walk. You will see that a miracle has happened to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing someone, you have severe pain just at this side of your neck. The power of God is touching you right now. And you will begin to do what you could not do. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is showing me a gentleman. You are not able to squat. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit, severe pain around your abdominal region here. It looks like appendicitis. The power of God is touching you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, there is someone, you started having severe pain on one side of your body. This thing first started with your hand when you lie down. You feel numb and then it comes back. Chest conditions be healed right now. If there is anyone here suffering from any kidney infection or kidney problem, a miracle is happening to you right now. A miracle is happening to you right now. You will know you have been healed because a pain, help that woman, the pain that you used to have, that pain is vanishing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. You had a dream and one side, something happened to one side of your breast and you have been afraid to go to the hospital. But the truth is you started feeling a lot of pain and you are afraid so that they would not tell you it's something you don't want to hear. In the name of Jesus, I don't know who that person is, the left breast, I declare by the power that raised Christ from the dead, let that devil leave your body now. Hallelujah. There is someone, you've started forgetting things. It's a medical condition they call dementia, where you don't recall things again. If you forget, it's like you're forgetting names and forgetting, you know, identities of people. In the name of Jesus, whether you are here or it's any of your loved ones, I declare by the power that raised Christ from the dead, be healed right now. Now, whether I mention your case or not, in the name of Jesus, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I speak to you. Be healed now. There is very severe pain that I'm seeing. Someone is having your entire back, your spine area, excruciating pain. In the name of Jesus, let that pain leave now. Now, everyone here, as an act of faith, as I pray for you, for some of you, whilst you came under the anointing here, you saw that a miracle has happened. I don't want you to be afraid. I don't want you to be ashamed. You are in this place. Do what you could not do before. And you see that there is a miracle that has happened to you. I want you to leave your seat rejoicing. Come and stand here. Let's give you an opportunity to testify of the goodness of God. Are you seeing miracles already happening to people? Please be seated for a moment. Come. Don't be ashamed. If there is someone, you have been touched by the power of God, please clear the way for them. There are people who are coming. Let's celebrate them as they come. Check yourself very quickly. You do what you could not do. We'll take a few testimonies and then we'll be ready for the impartation. By the way, please keep coming. Let's celebrate them as they come. I didn't ask you to bring your prayer request this time around, so do not worry. Even if you don't have a prayer request, I will speak over your life whilst we're having the impartation. Let's just check them and have one or two testimonies. My friend, I see you holding a woman. What's wrong with her? Stroke. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord touch that woman. I curse that demonic spirit. In Jesus' name. You keep her seated, eh? So you don't frustrate her while she's standing. You can imagine how wicked the devil is. This is someone's mother. And he just comes to oppress people like that and destroy their lives. I'm saying it again. Everything that has not been planted by my God, in the name of Jesus, it must let you go finally. I know that there are so many testimonies. We cannot take all. Let's just see how we take one or two just as a witness. And then we'll go straight to the impartation. Our intent is to be sure that we finish on time. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Please help us with the sound.
This lady here, she said she has been having problems with her eyes.
You've been having a problem with your eyes. For how long? I'd like to hear the testimony of that elderly man, that our father and our uncle. Someone check him. Let's know what has happened to him. Yes, please.
Okay, that's since 2018.
Yes.
So I was giving these glasses.
Yes.
Then in 2021, I stopped using the glasses the way I was being directed. I was claiming with faith that I don't need to keep wearing glasses.
Yes.
Then this year again, the pain started again.
Yes.
So, in fact, even when I came in here, the pain was severe, mostly from the left eye.
And right now?
Yes. But right now, after the prayer, I noticed that the pains have already disappeared.
Completely. Are you celebrating Jesus? In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Next testifier, very quickly. Go ahead. Let me hear that elderly man.
Okay. This lady here, I've had ankle pain.
Ankle pain?
Yes, for the past 2 weeks.
For the past 2 weeks. And right now?
Right now, she's healed.
Ankle pain. Any pain at all. Let's celebrate what Jesus is doing. It will never return to you again in Jesus' name.
Apostle, there's a testimony here.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Kidney stone gone completely. The pains were all over him when he came. But
so
now the pain gone completely.
So you go to the hospital for verification, but in the name of Jesus, we declare that this is established now and established forever. Let's celebrate Jesus. Next testifier, please, very quickly.
He had pain on the left chest here.
How long has it been?
More than a year.
And right now, it's gone.
Yes.
He will never return to you again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's celebrate Jesus. Yes, please.
I normally have seizure if I don't take my drugs. But when I
Seizure?
Yeah, when I don't take my drugs. But when I fell under anointing, I felt it leave right from my right leg. And I normally have a little bit of pain from this side of my chest, but I felt it left today.
In the name of Jesus, the seizures gone forever, the heart pain gone forever, in Jesus' name. Are you ready with the testimony?
Yes.
Go ahead.
The old man here have been having arthritis. Arthritis. Yes.
For how long, sir?
For 4 years. Arthritis and prostrate for 4 years. Now.
Prostrate.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And right now.
Yeah.
Move your legs, sir.
Yeah. Come out. He said he couldn't squat before, but now.
Look at this. In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you again. Look at what this man is doing. Are you giving Jesus praise? In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you. God bless you. Let's celebrate Jesus. Next person, please.
He had a growth on his neck.
Very quickly. Let me hear you. The gentleman. Quickly. So don't give him the mic. Just hold it for him. Yes.
All of a sudden,
straight to the point.
All of a sudden, I noticed that I could not swallow my spit anymore. Like, I begin to notice a very powerful pain here. But he was calling it growth. I didn't know that the name was growth anyway. But all of a sudden, as we were singing Akaya, Akaya, so I noticed that the thing was diminishing. And now, I can follow my feet happening.
Completely. In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you again. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, very quickly, please. Okay, go ahead.
There's a testimony here, Apostle.
Please, go ahead.
This guy came in here, he had a kneecap injury.
You had a kneecap injury.
Yes, and you mentioned the case.
Let me hear him.
I'm a fitness coach, so I was in the gym three weeks ago.
Yes.
And I had an injury. I haven't been able to squat or to do my leg day.
Yes.
But this, at the moment you stayed in here, I held my knee and the pain.
Run. Do what you couldn't do. Look at this. Are you giving Jesus praise? May God bless you. Celebrate the hand of God.
This guy had a severe cough.
Severe cough.
It has lasted for so long.
And right now,
he's free.
Completely in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh dear, very quickly, let's see. You organize them. Someone should be organizing them so they make it easy. Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
Had severe pains on his back.
Severe back pain.
Yes.
Right now, gone.
Gone.
Let's celebrate Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, it never returns. Yes, please.
Pile for 5 years.
You've had pile. Medically verified?
Yes.
Have you gone to the hospital?
Yes, I've taken every type of drugs.
You've taken every kind of drug?
Yes.
And it did not go?
Yes. But
and
now I cannot feel it.
It's gone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you celebrating Jesus? It will never return to you again. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Gone forever. Yes, sir.
Another case of pile. Gone.
Another case of pile.
Yes, sir.
How long have you had it, my dear?
For months, sir.
For months. In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you again. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's celebrate her. Yes, please.
She has had pains on one part of her body, on the right part, for the past 2 years.
For the past 2 years, Mama?
Yes.
Where? What part of your body?
This part of my body.
And right
when
now?
You mention it.
Lift your hand. Do what you couldn't do. Lift it up. Down. Lift it up. Down. Lift it up. Down. Let's celebrate Jesus. It will never return to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit.
This lady came with neck pain.
Neck pain?
Yes, but it's
for how long?
For a week.
For a week.
I've been having the pain. When I was pain, I was noticing the pain. But after the prayer, the instant healing took place.
In the name of Jesus.
Instant healing. This young woman here also had kneecap injury.
You had a kneecap. No, don't worry. You don't have to. Kneecap injury.
But now she's free.
For how long?
Almost since 2006, I had an accident on this same leg.
Walk. Look at this. Since 2006, she had an accident there. Father, we give you all the... Huh? What did you say?
I'm trying to climb the staircase. If I climb, I have to hold the rail before I'm able to walk. Stop fearing you.
Walk up and come here. Look at this. In the name of Jesus Christ, it will never return to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, let's take perhaps maybe just one here and then two or three more. We have to rush, so we do the impartation. The promise is to close on time. Go ahead.
She put to bed in February.
She put to bed February.
Yes, and since then her weight shifted.
Now, what's this? That she put to bed. Let me hear her.
I gave birth to a baby in February, and then my hip bone shifted this side.
Your hip bone shifted?
Yes.
After you gave birth?
Yes. And since then, I feel that I even came here with the pain. When I sit, when I stand, I feel it.
Bend down now. Check yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ, perfection for your body. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, please.
West pain that affected his left part.
West pain. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are perfected forever by the power of the Holy Spirit. Can we have just one or two more? Yes.
She had issues seeing. She could not see without glasses.
How long?
2 years, sir.
You could not see without glasses.
Yes, sir.
Where are your glasses?
Yes, my bag.
You kept them there.
Yes.
And you can see everything now.
Yes, yes.
Give Jesus praise.
This guy came in with chest pain triggered by ulcer.
By ulcer.
Yes.
And
so
right
when you
now,
made declarations, it left him.
In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you. Never return to you. Yes. Since there's one more, let's just finish.
This one came in here with colon cancer.
Colon cancer. Cancer.
Yes, sir.
Verified medically. You went to the hospital. How long?
It has stayed for over a year and 6 months.
Have you done any surgery?
No, I've not done the placed me under chemotherapy. So I just went for one.
You started chemotherapy?
Yes, I only did one. And after that one, I listened to this message, Engaging the Light, 4 days ago. That was when my miracle happened. I wanted to help back, but I said no. I was begging my daddy. I was begging my father, please don't take me to that chemotherapy tomorrow. Because I know I'm already healed. I know. Nobody's telling me.
So you go and verify, but I pray for you. I'm very touched by your case. Come. Let me take a minute to just speak over your life. Colon cancer. Anything cancer is satanic. Let me just tell you up front. Cancer is like a death sentence. It will first waste your finances before it kills the person. That will tell you how demonic it is. There is nobody that suffers cancer whose finances will not suffer, no matter how wealthy you are. It will first waste finances, destroy people's peace, then finally destroy the victim. It cannot be of God. My friend, what's your name? What's your name? Divine.
Yes.
Father, we pray as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We agree by faith. This is a young man. Let him not die from colon cancer. We speak life to you as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you have believed, you go with your testimony. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes. She had chronic dry eyes. She could not behold the screen for long.
Dry eyes.
Yes.
And right now,
I don't feel any pain anymore.
Completely. Now, for all of you, let's celebrate her. For all of you, my sincere apologies. I know that all of you would have wanted to testify, but for the sake of time, so we just quickly do the invitation. I see that gentleman so pressed. What happened to you?
The thing is that I have sugar in the blood, and it gives me pain here and here. So when I fell under the anointing, I couldn't feel it again.
Completely. Let's give Jesus praise. In the name of Jesus. For all of you who have come out to testify, in the name of Jesus, the Lord perfects your miracles. In Jesus' name. Please rise up on your feet. It's time to receive something now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son, leaving your Spirit till your work on earth is done. One more time. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till your work on earth is done. Impartation is very important for the continuity of God's program across the territory. When God grants grace unto a man, it is not just for that man. It is for as many who desire to walk in those dimensions. When the lamp went off because the oil finished, the other virgins came to beg, and he said, go to them that sell and buy. In every generation and in every territory, there are always certain them that sell. You don't buy with money. You buy with meekness. You buy with humility. You buy with hunger. You buy with open-heartedness. Go to them that sell and buy. Go to them that sell and buy. When God sends a word to Jacob, it is because he wants to lighten it upon Israel. The intent is not just to have an apostolic conference within the East where God brought a man of God to come and teach, preach, and minister to people, but that by the privilege of God's grace, as touching the dimensions of grace he has given us, that somebody, in addition to what you already carry perhaps, that you can be quickened by the Spirit to a greater dimension of efficiency. When that happens, it has translated to profiting for the kingdom. And so I want to speak over your life over the next 5 minutes, and I want you to believe. I want you to receive with all your heart. That impartation is a release of grace that is coming upon you. You don't have to bring the people under the anointing out for time, since it's just an impartation they are receiving. Father, when you call men, it is because you want to anoint, you want to lift, you want to bless. I'm praying right now in the name of Jesus that everybody who has been called into the prophetic office, called to function in that office of a prophet, whatever is limiting your performance in the spirit, I measure 1,000 cubits for you in the spirit, and I decree and declare, step into that river. Step into that river. Step into that prophetic river. Step into that prophetic river. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for everyone here whose prayer life has gone down. In the name that is above all names, let the grace to fan back your altar to flames, may it be released upon you. I pray in the name of Jesus that whoever has lost the passion to study the word, the passion to be a diligent student of scripture, just help them. You don't have to bring them out. In the name of Jesus, let light from heaven rest upon your spirit now. Hallelujah. And then I'm praying for you. There are many of you who have been crawling. I want to release the grace for speed. In the name that is above all names, anyone who has been stunted in life and ministry, as I stretch my hands, let that anointing that brings acceleration to your life, let it locate you wherever you are. Let it locate you wherever you are. Please help them. Receive the grace for speed. Receive the grace for speed. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for you a higher level of authority in the spirit. I am praying you will begin to command power with God in the name of Jesus Christ. Every church here that is struggling, whether in terms of membership or resources to do the work of the kingdom or able hands to help the man of God, I decree and declare, may my God raise grace and support for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. For every student who is on campus here, the intelligence that only comes from the Spirit, I impart it upon your mind now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I decree and declare that the forces of darkness, the forces of terrorism, the forces of evil and wickedness over Enugu State or any of the eastern states, right now, as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we banish the influence of those spirits. In the name of Jesus Christ. And any group, fraternity, cult that is poised to kill lives, to cause mayhem, to stop people on the road and slaughter people, we decree and declare, let there be angels released on assignment. Let there be angels released on assignment. Every church of the Lord Jesus Christ here in Enugu and all other eastern states, we declare, let fire burn upon your altar. Now, I decree and declare, like the rain that comes from heaven, let that investment of the Spirit rest upon your life now. Let it begin to rain in your life. Let it begin to rain in your ministry. Let it begin to rain in your office. Let it begin to rain in your business. In the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of untimely death that has plagued families and will not allow families move forward, in the name of Jesus, I call upon my God, who is also your God. Let the dominion of death over families come to an end now. Please believe what you are receiving. Anyone here trusting God for a job, whether for you or for your children, I call upon the Lord God of heaven who helps men. Between now and the end of this year, may my God surprise you. May my God surprise you. In the name of Jesus. And I pray This is a place that has been graced with the spirit of entrepreneurship. I pray for anybody who is struggling in business, anybody who is struggling to make ends meet, in the name that is above all names, I place grace upon you. Go and begin to excel. 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 There are many of you who are here, but the truth is that your destiny is not in this nation. Wherever you are, I relocate you to the place of destiny. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. East of the Niger, let me pray for you. Your children will not serve the devil. Please shout a loud amen. Your children will not serve idols. There will never be a generation in the East that will reject the God of the Bible. Therefore, we decree and declare, let the fire of revival, let it rest upon the East. Let your sons and daughters call upon the name of the Lord. Let your sons and daughters call upon the name of the Lord. Let your sons and daughters call upon the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen, any family that has been backward here, that will not go forward, I stand as a prophetic midwife. I push you forward. I push you forward. Go forward in life. Go forward in destiny. Go forward in life. Go forward in destiny. Go forward in life. Go forward in destiny. Listen. Please don't be tired of receiving. Listen to me. I stand with all humility. There is something that is coming on you. I know what it means to be helped by God. This man who is standing before you is a testament of what it means to be helped by God. I have stood before kings, before nations, presidents, leaders, captains of industry. I am not one person who has the leverage of somebody coming to do this. No. It is the finger of God. There is a grace that comes upon a man. It's called the grace for visibility. It says, neither do men light a candle. That is the grace I want to release on you. Right now, wherever you are, whatever has been hiding your glory, I call upon the God of Jeshurun that right here where you are, rise to a position of visibility. Rise to a position of visibility. Rise to a position of visibility in ministry, in business. Rise to a position of visibility. Hallelujah. The spirit of smallness that keeps you small, in the name of Jesus, I cast it right now by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Hear me. If there is any man who has despised your call and despised the hand of God upon your life, between now and the end of this year 2023, I decree and declare, may the grace of God upon your life begin to speak evidently. Two more prayers. Do you believe in financial blessings? I have told you, if you are not empowered economically, you will remain a slave forever. Any region, any person, any family, the purpose of prosperity is not for the marketing of the flesh. I was teaching my people and I told them, the moment you love Jesus and you understand the purpose of the blessing, don't be afraid to receive it. Listen to me. One of the ways that Satan keeps families and keeps destinies and churches bound is by surrounding them with zeal, but with the spirit of poverty and lack. There are many church buildings that have been stagnated. There are many men of God who love Jesus Christ, but right now they are parading the corridors of compromise because the means to take care of their children, their wives, their members, There are many people destroying themselves, becoming a prey to the devil. I know that finances come when you transact well, but let me tell you the truth. God can use men to bless you. I want to release a grace upon you in the name of Jesus. I lay my hands on my head and I'm praying by the mercies of the God of David, the one who opens a door that no man can shut. I am praying for you between now and the end of this year, a dimension of the help of God financially that you have not seen. May it come your way. 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 And for everyone here who has lost money, whether in business, lost money, whether your goods were hijacked, I don't care by what means and what form, by the mercy of God, may my God, who is also your God, restore you a thousandfold. Hallelujah. Finally, you stand and we kneel to pray this prayer. I place my hand upon the earth of the east. In the name of Jesus, as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, O earth, I speak to you by the power that raised Christ from the dead. If there is anything upon the soil of the east that destroys the program of God, by the mercy of God, let the blood speak right now. By the mercy of God, let the blood speak right now. By the mercy of God, let the blood speak right now. Hear me. I decree and declare the eastern region. I said it yesterday, I will repeat it again. The dimension of grace that is supposed to starve the nations from here, we open the gates for it to start manifesting. Every son of the soil, daughter of the soil, that has been ordained to serve the purposes of God, whether financially or ministerially, and there is a spirit that surrounded you and just boxed you in the east here without having a global visibility, I declare, may that gate this night be open. May that gate this night be open. May that gate this night be open. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you for your patience. Please give me the honor to make one last altar call, and then I will hand over to the host. Please be patient. Just lend 5 minutes and we're gone. Let's be disciplined in God's presence and to finish well. You are in this place and you are saying, Apostle, do not end this conference without giving me an opportunity to love Jesus. I made an altar call yesterday night, and I know that there are many of you. I saw several people outside. Please, I want you to listen to me. No one can compel you to come to Jesus, but your eternal destiny and your destiny even right here depends on it. I want to make an altar call, 2 calls in 1. You are saying, I genuinely want to hand over my life to Jesus Christ to make it right. I'm tired of playing church and playing religion. I want to make it right with the Lord Jesus. Or you are saying, I am here, I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. There's no need to be afraid and ashamed. You know it because the Holy Spirit is already speaking to you. I'm going to count 1 to 5. While everyone is seated, I want you to run and leave your seat. Come and stand here. At the end of the 5th call, I begin to pray. 1. Let's celebrate them as they come. Don't say I'm an usher. Don't say I'm a worker. Leave what you are doing and come before Jesus. Come. You don't have to kneel for space. Just stand. Enugu, are you celebrating salvation? Come. 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 Thank you. Thank you for making it right with Jesus. Young and old, male, female, come. We're out of time, but we will wait for you. You are worth our sacrifice. You were worth the blood of Jesus. Come. Let's celebrate those coming from outside. I still see a few people running from outside. Hallelujah. I see some of you coming to drop seeds. Just be patient with the issue of seeds first, please. Let's just finish the altar call. I'm sure there will be room for you to give, but let's focus on salvation. Just those who are coming to give their hearts to the Lord. come. The Bible says there is joy in heaven, rejoicing in heaven over the salvation of one sinner. Come. Thank you. Now, for all of you who are in front, I want to say a very big thank you for giving me the honor to lead you, to make this for some of you as a first-time decision, and then for others as a rededication. Either way, you are most welcome. It is never too late to make it right with Jesus. May I please request that you lift your right hand if you can, high above your head as a sign of surrender. And I want you to say this very loud and say it clearly. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I have seen your power. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for my sin. I believe that you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive Jesus into my heart as my Savior, my Lord, and my King. I declare that I am a child of God. From this day forward, I live for Jesus. Amen. Keep your hands lifted. Blessed Father, we thank you for these precious ones. If this is all you did today, we are most grateful for these precious souls that you have brought. The Bible declares that as many who will come to you, you will in no wise cast away. These ones have come as an act of faith, believing in your substitutionary sacrifice. Therefore, by the authority of Scripture, I declare your sins forgiven. And in the name of Jesus, I call you recipients of the life of God. I call you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And I pray that from tonight you begin to walk in victory. You go forward ever and backward never. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, we did that yesterday and I want to repeat myself. I know that this is the final session. I'm going to ask you for sake of time to return back to your seat. But here it says, anytime you are called upon, if there is a way of getting, I thought that there will be forms for them to fill. But either way, here's my encouragement for you. Make sure, oh, there are forms. Okay, here's what will happen. Please collect one of the cards, then you can go back to your seat. Make sure, please pass it for them. You don't have to pass it round. Make sure you pick a card before you go back to your seat. You will fill it and then submit it on your way out to any of the ushers so that you have a few officials to follow on with you. You don't have to fill it here. You just make sure you have the card. The moment you have the card, then you are free to return back to your seat. May the Lord bless you. Let's celebrate them as they go. Let's celebrate them. Make sure you pick your card. Be patient until you are given a card. And then afterwards, you can return to your seat. Hallelujah. Before I invite Reverend Dan to come take the mic, please come, Reverend Dan. I want to speak over your life and your wife, both of you, come quickly. And then I speak over your life. And then I want to say a very big thank you to Enugu. You have honored me for over 7 years or thereabout. I come into this city every year. I do not take for granted your love and your honor. First to the servants of the living God in this land, thank you very much. And then to the entire Eastern region, thank you for your honor. Thank you for all that you do. I'm praying that as a result of this conference, that God himself will elevate the east of the Niger to a higher dimension of grace. Stretch your hands in 1 minute and speak over Reverend Dan and his wife. They have been of immense help and immense benefit. I want to lay my hands on him and the wife. Please just lend, if you have been blessed by this conference, in 1 minute, the ability to shelve their own agenda, to focus on the non-denominational expression, to just see Jesus revealed over the land. It takes a heart for the Lord. They have spent their resources. They have put all kinds of things together. Stretch your hands in 1 minute as we pray for another measure, another dimension of grace. Father, thank you for Reverend Dan and his dear wife. Thank you for their church, their ministry, and all they are involved with. Lord, as I lay my hands upon them, I'm praying in the presence of your people that a greater level of honor, a greater level of fire, a greater level of consecration, a greater level of influence, let that grace come upon you right now. Let that grace come upon you right now. in the name of Jesus, I prophesy over you. May God multiply your influence in this land. May all who know you honor God in your life. I decree and declare, let the fire of God upon your life multiply. You will do ministry with integrity. And I pray for all that God is raising through you. They will love Jesus with all their hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Forever Ministry, go from glory to glory. Go from grace to grace. And everybody who is uniquely under this grace and under this ministry, as the Lord is blessing your man of God, may my God honor you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your humility of heart will not depart from you. You will be a man of character. You will love Jesus above money. You will love Jesus above ministry. And I'm praying for you. There is no end to your impact. Let 1,000 cubits be measured for you in the spirit. May God raise men and women, even strangers, to bring resources for you. You will never lack the requisite resources in the name of Jesus Christ. And for your wife, may she continue to be a marvelous helpmeet for you, that both of you together will advance the purposes of God in the name of Jesus Christ. And I use them as a point of contact to every servant of the Lord Jesus Christ here. As the Lord has visited them, may He visit you too. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God bless you, Reverend Dan. God bless your dear wife. Thank you, Enugu. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name.